ओम ज्ञानचने रंधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकाया चक्षुर्नीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Sometimes we hear that it will take many lifetimes to become a pure devotee of Krishna. Bhagavanjanaramati, Jnanamamadhi, translation. And sometimes, as in this verse, we hear how we can achieve Krishna's association even in this very life. So our aim is not to spend many, many lifetimes in this material world in Maya. Our aim is Pratyakakvara-vihabha-mumbhe, to achieve Krishna's association even here and now. Sometimes devotees become very eager to have Krishna's association. They think, let me drop everything and run to Vrindavan. Or they think, let me chant 3 lakh names a day. Just chant. Or let me live at Radha Kund and do Dandavat Parikrama. Or I shall start engaging in severe austerities. So such eagerness to achieve the association of Krishna is very good. However, here in this verse, the method to attain Krishna in this very life is given. That is simply to practice Krishna consciousness. Wherever you are, whoever you are, if you take to Krishna consciousness seriously, you can attain the association of Krishna in this very life. That was explained by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One brahmana, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, one brahmana became very anxious to follow him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, no, don't come with me, stay where you are. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, Jari Deko, Jari Koha, Krishna Upadesh, Amara Dhani Guru Hoya, Taro Eidesh. He said, wherever you go, whoever you meet, just tell them about Krishna. You may want to go with me, but my order to you is that you stay here and preach Krishna consciousness. On my order, become a guru and deliver the sermon. Then you may think, well, how can I make any spiritual advancement? If I have to live in this place where there's so much maya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, don't worry. Kuruna Bhagavi Tumayi Vishwet Taranga Kundarapi Eitai Pari Murasham. He said that if you follow my instruction, then maya will not touch you. And at this very place, you will attain my association. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything of your own imagination. Simply follow the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach Krishna consciousness and to practice Krishna consciousness, and then in this very life you will attain the association of Krishna. When we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are associating with Krishna. When we preach Krishna consciousness, we are associating with Krishna. When we discuss philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are associating with Krishna. Because Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam are not different. Krishna and his name are not different. In one place in his books, Srila Prabhupada gave the definition of a pure devotee. He said that a pure devotee is one who realizes that Krishna and his name are not different. So, at least we should theoretically accept that. That the deity is Krishna. The neophyte devotee may see stone or wood. The advanced devotee sees, here is Krishna. When we chant the names of Krishna with love, Krishna is dancing on our tongue. If we read Srimad Bhagavatam with firm faith, we can see Krishna in every page of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We can get the same benefit from reading Bhagavad Gita as it is, as Arjuna got, by hearing directly from Krishna. So we don't have to do anything of our own imagination. Our whole perfection is here. Right here, in Rasa, in this temple, you can achieve the highest perfection of love. Just by going on with the activities that you are going on with now. If every day you simply get up early, go to the temple, engage in the temple program, turn around very seriously, and engage in devotional service very seriously, then you can achieve the association of Krishna in this very life. Already you are achieving the association of Krishna. One who is always thinking how to serve Krishna, then he's already with Krishna. Actually, everybody is always with Krishna. We are not separated from Krishna. But only because we are thinking we are separated. Therefore, we keep a barrier between ourselves and Krishna. We are rejecting Krishna. Krishna is not rejecting us. So simply we have to accept Krishna by following his instructions. And then when he is kind, when he is sees that we are very sincere, then he will reveal himself to us fully. Very, very simple process. Chant Hare Krishna. Engage in the service of Krishna. Preach the message of Krishna. Do this all very seriously and sincerely. And Krishna will reveal himself to you in this very life. Krishna is already revealing himself. Unless Krishna was giving us mercy, how could we go on with this Krishna consciousness? In our movement, we have long hours, hard work, no pay. No one will work in such conditions. You get up early in the morning and all day engage in Krishna's service, no pay. So no one can go on with this unless they're feeling some happiness. They may go on for some time, but not happily. Our devotees are dancing at 4:30 in the morning without drinking vodka. The Kamis, they may dance after drinking vodka only. But our devotees are dancing without vodka and getting different intoxication. It means they're experiencing the mercy of Krishna. If you feel happy and you dance, that means Krishna is giving mercy. If you enjoy to chant Hare Krishna, that means you are experiencing Krishna. If you enjoy to go on Sankirtan and distribute books, it means you are experiencing Krishna in his most merciful form of Lord Chaitanya. So everyone is realizing Krishna already. All the devotees are realizing Krishna. And the non-devotees are also realizing. But they are realizing Krishna in the form of Maya. They are realizing Krishna in the form of birth, death, old age and disease. That is also Krishna because Maya is one of Krishna's energies. But that is not very pleasant. Those who are in Maya, the conditioned souls, they are not happy in Maya. And Krishna is not happy to see them in that condition. So no one is very happy. Even Maya herself is not very happy. She does not like to punish the conditioned souls. She does not like to put them into illusion. But she does as a service that she is appointed to do. That is her duty. But Krishna wants to see everyone happy. Therefore, he tries very hard to bring us to our original consciousness. So anyone who helps in this mission of bringing the conditioned souls to their original consciousness becomes very dear to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's promise that anyone who engages in this preaching mission, Sankirtan mission, they will get Lord Chaitanya's association in this very life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not an ingrate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much wants that everyone will be delivered back to Godhead. So if anyone dedicates their life to this Sankirtan mission, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very pleased with them. If we dedicate our lives to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this Sankirtan movement, then when the time comes to leave this body, don't think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will forget us. Such a devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally comes to take him back to Godhead. So this life is mentioned here. Pratyaga Atmanam Mihabharanze. In this very life, you can directly realize God. So this Sankirtan movement is the method to pick up the most fallen and give them realization of God. We are all very fortunate to be engaged in this Sankirtan movement. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in a big, beautiful form to bless you more and more. He has come with Nityananda. So they should be worshipped by Sankirtan. Yogyaya Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hisa Vivasa those who are intelligent, they worship Lord Chaitanya by Sankirtan. So they're very pleased when you are dancing very happily and chanting their names. And they're very pleased when you go out and distribute their votes to bring more people to their lotus feet. So simply if we go on like this throughout our whole lives, chanting, dancing, preaching, distributing books, and being very serious to remove the dirty things from our heart by chanting the holy names very seriously, then, as described in this verse, surely we may attain association of Lord Krishna in this very life. Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Is there any question?
You said that the question should be about the class.
That was the standard Prabhupada said. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada had the system that the question should be about the class. Then there would be ishtagoshtis every week in which the devotees would sit and then there would be questions and answers. A general question.